Previously on Pitch.
You two have met?
Hey.
Mike Lawson and I have been seeing each other just for a few weeks.
And I'm going to LA where I have to see my pain in the ass ex-wife who's just hell-bent on ruining my life.
I got hacked. Pictures, selfies that we took from the road.
I quit.
I will go with you.
All this attention and celebrity, it's only going to get worse. So you better find a friend and let him in. All right, because all of this is way too much for one person.
In an office at the stadium, Ginny faces a wide window overlooking the field. A middle-aged woman stands at a table nearby.
Guess you've seen the video.
The whole world's seen the video. I'm not a regular therapist, you know. So you can't just run down the clock.
Game's gonna start eventually.
Well, then we should get started. Because you've been asked to talk to me about last night. And I've been asked not to leave until you do.
So I'm just supposed to talk about my darkest secrets and my deepest fears and all that?
You will. But let's start easy. What have the last 48 hours been like for Ginny Baker?
In the team workout room, Ginny runs on a treadmill as her teammates use weight machines. Later, she sits in a press conference. She closes her eyes as several cameras flash. Ginny warms up in the bullpen. In a hotel room, a waiter takes a selfie with Ginny. At an event, she poses for photos on a red carpet. Glimpses show her running on the treadmill and exercising. In a flashback, she sits on her bike as Jordan drives away in a moving truck. As a teen, she arrives home to find Janet standing close to Kevin in the kitchen. Glimpses show Ginny in a swimming pool, riding in a car with a brunette, and recording a video on a cell phone. She exercises in the workout room and plays on the field. Now, Ginny looks at the middle-aged therapist.
Pretty standard.
Fox presents Pitch, Wear It, read by Leilani Jones-Wilmore. In a conference room, Ginny signs a document. Words appear. 48 hours earlier, Amelia and others at the table smile at her.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Whatever you need, Ginny. And speaking of what you might need to play baseball in style...
A young assistant presents Ginny with a new pair of cleats and a baseball glove.
Ta-da!
Wow.
We know you may want to break in the glove, but we'd love it if you could slip it on for a few shots at the signing party in Los Angeles tomorrow night.
I'm not sure this goes with the dress Amelia promised.
It matches your shoes perfectly.
Not an accident.
Elliot smiles at the assistant.
Now, we'd love to show you some mock-ups from the campaign we discussed.
They face a monitor on the table.
It's all about breaking barriers, paving the way for others. The first black man in Major League Baseball. The first woman in space. The first black president. And a new day is dawning in sports.
Ginny's smile fades as she watches the monitor. The lights in the conference room turn on, and she forces a smile.
Seriously, no pressure.
I love it.
Me too.
Thank you so much.
Nighttime. In her hotel room, Amelia wears a nightgown and works on a laptop.
Can you shut it off if you're not watching? I'm still working here.
Mike sits in bed.
Must be casual Tuesday.
He looks at a tablet.
So I hope it's okay. Ginny invited me to her thing tomorrow night.
Smiling, Amelia closes her laptop.
I probably should have invited you.
Probably. But I don't bruise easy.
That's a lie.
Anyway, if you thought the whole us thing would be weird for her, she invited me, so...
You think she's fine because she acted like she was fine? You really don't understand women, do you?
I think I understand women quite well.
Oh, what's that saying? True wisdom is knowing how much you don't know.
Unless you really do know everything.
Why is that charming? Why is that charming?
See? I do know women.
They kiss. In her hotel room, Ginny looks at marketing campaign mock-ups on a tablet. Furrowing her brow, she swipes through several black and white images. Her face glistens with sweat. She draws several deep breaths. Trembling, she sets down the tablet and touches her chest. Amelia receives a call from Ginny. Sleeping beside Mike, she reaches for her phone on the nightstand. She answers the call.
What's wrong?
What is it?
Calm down. Just try to breathe normally. I'll be right there.
What's going on?
Everything's okay.
It's okay, but she can't breathe?
She's just having a panic attack. Got it handled.
Amelia puts on Mike's sweatshirt and rushes out. She sits beside Ginny in her room.
I'm just tired. Tired, but I can't sleep, you know?
I know, well. It's keeping you up.
I don't know. Just... is it too late to go with someone else?
The appropriate time to have had that discussion was 2 days ago. When we had it. Remember, you loved that they viewed you as an athlete, treating you the same as LeBron or Serena, and not using that workout gear to hypersexualize you. You made the right call. Rest easy on that.
I know. That's a big sweatshirt.
I borrowed it.
I'm sorry I woke you.
Want me to stay for a bit?
No, I'm fine. Really, I'm fine.
Amelia nods, then leaves the room. Now, Ginny stands in a batting cage in the stadium. The middle-aged therapist watches her from beyond the net behind Ginny.
Can you tell me about your start yesterday?
Check the box score online.
Well, I'm trying to make it easy for you, but it's not multitasking if you are just doing one thing.
Don't take it personally, Doc. You are a doc?
I am. Two kinds of doc, in fact.
And a sports expert.
Sports fan, but I'm an expert at stressful jobs. I was an army psychiatrist.
Ginny glances at her, then lowers her stare.
Overseas?
I spent some time in Schweinfurt, Germany, and stateside, but yeah, some time in Iraq. My job was hard. Too hard at a certain point, and took a while to admit that to myself.
I get it. You want to know why I couldn't sleep? I don't belong with those people. Real heroes. I'm a number 5 starter. I'm not the first woman. I'm not even the first black woman to pitch professionally. But no one remembers Peanut Johnson. Everyone's celebrating me. I mean, my achievements are modest.
Your stats are modest. But make no mistake, getting to the majors is historic.
But I don't deserve to be in that company. I don't feel like I deserve any of this.
She turns to the therapist.
There, I said it. Did I have my breakthrough?
Anyone who thinks that they belong in that group would be having a different conversation with me. And no, I don't think you're going to have a breakthrough until you sit down and talk with me.
All right. Well.
Ginny steps out of the batting cage.
I'm going to go for a run.
Okay, well, I'll tag along and maybe you can tell me about your last start.
2 more runs come around to score.
On the field.
Baker's getting hit hard today. That puts the Pods in a 6-run hole with just 1 out here in the second inning. Lawson out to talk it over.
Why are you changing the calls?
You shook me off.
You never change the calls.
Then why'd you shake me off? You having trouble breathing? Were you having a panic attack or something?
What? I'm fine. It's 97 degrees.
Mike eyes her.
Why'd you just ask me that?
You hurt?
I'm fine.
Good. Because our bullpen got wiped out yesterday, and you got to eat some innings for us. We're playing for tomorrow, kid. You got to wear it today.
You got to skip.
Hal looks between the players, then walks off.
Come on, Lawson! Set
it. Frustrated, Ginny takes the mound.
Ginny! 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 Ginny!
I just didn't have it today. Couldn't get my screwball over first strike.
Ginny, any trouble with your arm?
I've got no excuses. I just sucked.
Al enters the team president's office.
She had a bad game after four quality starts. What's the problem?
She came into my office the day of the trade deadline to tell me not to trade her friend. First time I've ever had a player do that.
Well, you could have told me. That's something I need to know.
So I'm wondering if now is the best time for this party. Maybe she shouldn't have so many distractions.
What party?
She signed a deal with Nike. The ad agency's throwing her a party.
Lawson and Sanders are going too. Look, I got in enough trouble for treating her different.
Yeah, well, it sounds like everybody's going to this party.
Would you be so concerned if Baker wasn't a girl?
Would you be so protective?
Guys, look, she had two bad days, all right? It's a very limited data set. Now, if we tell her she can't go, it makes something that may be nothing into a thing. So let's just let it be.
Oscar nods.
Why wasn't I invited to the party?
In Ginny's hotel room.
Okay, just so just look down. Ah, look. Really? A baseball flying at you at 100 miles an hour, you breathe steady, but mascara makes you shake.
I can't believe I told Amelia that you're as good as a professional makeup artist. You've literally poked me in the eye every time.
Well, I wouldn't if you just held still. Putting it away.
Thank you.
That's Amelia with the dress.
Uh-oh, what'd she do now?
Mike Lawson.
What?
Blip figured it out.
Ginny.
Ginny opens the door.
I had to pull strings, twist arms, and threaten lives, but someone was eventually generous enough to entrust you with this $10,000 loan.
Oh, let me see.
I wish Ginny was that excited.
Amelia holds up a red dress. Evelyn grabs Ginny's arm.
Ow! Holy crap, Ginny, that is the face of God.
I mean, you're gonna look like, well, the tens of millions of dollars that you're about to earn.
Sounds good.
Ginny returns to her seat. Amelia looks at the dress, then approaches Ginny.
You know, I stopped expecting an attagirl. I'm just doing my job after all. But maybe tonight you can let loose a little. Just give me a teeny smile.
You're right. You're just doing your job. And I'd like some reassurance that whatever goes on here and whatever goes on wherever it is you and Mike do whatever it is you do is separate.
Amelia nods.
I'm going to not excuse myself because I want to hear this.
Ginny holds her stare on Amelia. The agent meets her gaze.
I would never say anything to anyone about what's happening in your life. He was just there when you called.
Ginny gives a nod.
Point taken. You're not the person I call in that situation. You negotiate contracts and borrow pretty dresses. So let's leave it there.
Ginny walks out of the room. Now, Ginny runs on the treadmill in the workout room. The middle-aged therapist walks on a machine beside her.
You don't have to talk to me. Good. But you have a headache that's not going away, and I'm Tylenol. I suggest you take me.
Ginny gives her a look.
Okay, I admit that one got away from me.
They stop their machines. Ginny drinks from a water bottle. The pitcher shrugs at the therapist.
Why didn't I pitch well? I didn't get enough sleep. I didn't have a feel for my screwball, blah, blah, blah. It was terrible.
Yeah, well, your terrible is still better than 319 million Americans.
Doesn't make it not terrible.
Tell me about the waitress.
At the party, Ginny poses for photos on a red carpet. Black and white advertisements appear around the event. Amelia brushes hair away from Ginny's face. Mike stands at the edge of the carpet. The young assistant approaches Ginny.
Can we get a few of you together?
Ginny nods. Mike poses awkwardly with his teammate.
You look really nice.
Did you think of that on your own, or did you hear Amelia say it?
I'm sorry.
Ginny continues down the carpet. Inside, Blip hands Evelyn a drink.
Oh, it looks like the main event is here.
Ooh, good nickname. Keep that one for you.
Main event?
Excuse me, Blip? Can we get a few shots with your teammates?
He's not taking any photos for you unless you pay him.
We probably could have got some swag.
Big picture, babe. Main event.
Amelia leads Ginny inside. They join Blip and Evelyn.
T,
Damn, Jenny.
Dress is something.
It's not just a dress.
Yeah, it's also that 6-foot-wide head of yours, too.
We're so proud of you.
Breaking barriers and making bangs.
This is so crazy. I don't even know what I'm doing. Just smile, have a drink, or five, and enjoy it.
Excuse me?
Oh, sure.
Jenny poses beside a brunette waitress.
Oh, I just wanted your drink order.
Oh, I'm sorry. Surprise me.
The waitress walks off. Jenny spots Mike and Amelia at the bar.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming.
Lip looks at the couple, then faces Evelyn.
What?
She knows we know. Look, don't give another thought. Tonight is about you.
How can I forget?
Amelia joins Mike in a corner.
Something happened on the mountain today. You and I, what we're doing, might have cost us the game.
You know what? It's okay.
What?
We don't have to do a whole thing. I've seen the end of this movie.
No, it's just...
You don't want to do this anymore.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Amelia, okay, then I'll say it. I've gotten used to being the bad guy.
It's complicated with Jenny.
Yeah, see, this is the whole part that I was hoping to skip. You know, your head wasn't really in it anyway. I should figure out where it's been. In the meantime, get a drink and enjoy the party that I've spent every waking minute of the last 2 years trying to throw.
Elliot joins the young assistant at the bar.
What are we drinking? We can toast to being the people assisting the people, making all this happen.
Oh, I like where your head's at, but you don't want what I'm having.
Is it super girly? Because I get down with the French 75 or the lemon drop. I do a daiquiri of any type. I go crazy for blue Hawaiians.
I thought you were just flirting, but now I think you actually like neon-colored drinks. Thank you.
She sips coffee.
I guess an assistant's work is literally never done.
Nope.
She leaves. Lip walks up to Mike, who holds two drinks. He takes a glass.
Oh, thanks, man.
They were both for me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Listen, now that the cat's out of the bag, I gotta say this. At first, I wasn't sure about this whole Amelia thing. But now I think it's a good idea. She might be a shark, but you know Guppy. She's age-appropriate. She's strong. I figured you weren't dating anybody else seriously because, you know, you weren't over Rachel yet. But if this means you are, good on you.
They clink their glasses.
You just broke up with her, didn't you? Here, you need this more than I do. Well, I think I hear Evelyn. Cool.
Fans surround Jenny. She poses for a selfie. She takes another picture. Photographers take photos of Jenny and her fans. Glimpses show Jenny posing for many pictures. Later, she stands alone outside an elevator. The brunette waitress approaches with a drink.
There you are. Here. I call it a KGB mule. It's a Moscow mule, but covert in a rocks glass.
Jenny takes a long drink.
Thank you. I'm Kara, by the way.
They shake hands. Kara stares at Jenny.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Jenny. It's been a while since I had to introduce myself to anyone. It seems like everyone I meet already knows me.
Well, they don't know you. They think you're that person.
Kara points at an advertisement.
Elliot,
Jenny spots Evelyn and Elliot, then stands out of sight.
Do you want to get out of here?
I couldn't. There's no way.
Jenny lowers her stare.
You got a car?
She smiles at Kara.
Turn it up, turn it up.
In the team workout room.
She's my age, but she's working my launch party. She just walked out on her job like there were no consequences because there were none. She just graduated college.
Jenny finishes her leg workout. The middle-aged therapist sits beside the machine.
I actually had a ride to NC State.
So what happened?
I got drafted by the Padres before my freshman year. I thought about playing college ball first.
Ever wonder what might have been?
No.
Really? You never thought, what if I'd gone to college?
Jenny shrugs.
It all led back to this. After my dad died, everything felt so uncertain. I couldn't gamble and not get drafted again.
Ginny looks at the therapist.
I know dead dad is probably a hot button topic for you. You probably want me to talk about him.
Actually, I want to talk about why you put on those sneakers last night.
Ginny rides in a car with Kara.
Freedom. Did you get fired for leaving?
Probably. That job sucked. You know, you'd think those rich people would be good tippers, but half the time they don't even notice I exist. So, what are we doing with the night off? I probably need to get back to San Diego. I need to be up early. Are you pitching? Wait, you're a pitcher, right?
Yeah. But no, I'm not pitching. I just got to stick to my routine. Game starts at 1, so I need to be in the stadium at 8 to get my work in. Probably sounds brutal.
No. Sounds nice to know why you're getting up in the morning. And sometimes I open my eyes and I don't even know why I'm supposed to get out of bed.
That sounds like a vacation.
Anyway, that's tomorrow's problem. What are we doing tonight?
I want to do whatever you'd do if I wasn't with you.
Kara grins.
Okay.
At the party, Amelia finds Evelyn and Blip.
Blip, hey, have you guys seen Ginny?
Not in a while.
Amelia faces Elliot at a table.
Have you seen Ginny?
She's all over the place.
In person.
Oh, no.
Amelia, have you seen Ginny? Oh, I just saw her in the ladies' room.
Amelia joins Mike at the bar.
Have you seen Ginny?
Nope. Listen.
Nope.
Mike finishes a drink as Amelia walks off. Outside a suburban house, Ginny removes her shoes. She stands barefoot in her red dress beside Kara.
Do you want to change?
I can't. My agent would kill me if I lose it.
Okay.
Is it weird?
Not in a bad way.
They head inside.
All right.
Kara looks around the party.
Hey, guys. This is my friend Ginny.
Kara!
A young woman hugs Kara, then looks at Ginny.
No way. You're Ginny Baker.
That's what I hear.
Weird.
Kara hands Ginny a beer.
It's LA.
Smiling, Ginny looks around the house. At the event, Elliot crosses to the young assistant.
You didn't finish your coffee. And since you're not into ambitious cocktailing, maybe I could take you out for a slow pour $6 cup of coffee.
That sounds really nice. Hey, good for you. Seizing the moment.
I know, right?
A text reads, 911, I can't find Ginny. Do you know where she is?
You need to deal with that?
Nope, I'm good.
Several more urgent messages appear.
Oh, it's really an emergency.
It's okay if you have to respond.
Like, an emergency.
I get it. I mean, it's okay if your job is important to you.
But it's not. It's... just the thing I literally spend all my time doing. This isn't a good look on me, is it?
Only if you don't own it. I should get back to the office anyway.
The assistant leaves. Elliot dials a call.
Where the hell are you?
On my way.
At the house party.
Oh.
Ginny plays a drinking game at a ping pong table. She looks at Kara.
What else you got?
Later, she dances with other partygoers. In a living room, Ginny plays a video game with a group. She stands. She looks at Kara.
What else you got?
Kara hops on Ginny's back as she dances. In the backyard, Ginny faces a basketball hoop on the edge of a pool. The guests aim cell phone cameras as she holds a basketball.
I need shoes.
Ginny crosses to a young man.
What are those?
He slides off his shoes. The crowd watches Ginny put them on.
Balmy.
She takes a step back.
Wait, what about the dress?
I can dunk in the dress.
That's not what I meant.
Ginny hops off a trampoline and dunks the ball in the hoop. She lands in a pool. She floats underwater in her long red dress and sneakers. With her eyes closed, she wears a faint smile. Kara and the others stare anxiously at the water from the edge of the pool. Ginny rises to the surface.
What else you got?
Later, Kara tosses a towel to Ginny, who wears a t-shirt and jeans.
That dunk's gonna be all over the internet.
It already is.
Man, I hate cameras.
Yeah, we'll overcome your fears.
What do you mean?
I mean, hi.
Oh, Kara. My God.
She's soaking wet. And,
okay, first of all,
this is gonna be our new TV show.
They fall into a bathtub. Elliot and Amelia drive a city street.
Why did you have her phone anyway?
Because even at $10,000, that dress does not have pockets.
Several alerts appear on his phone.
Uh-oh.
How uh-oh?
Maybe not while you're driving.
Amelia pulls over. Elliot swipes an alert on his phone.
Wait, what about the dress? Show me.
He plays a video of Ginny dunking the ball.
Can you find her from this?
Now seems like a good time to renegotiate my contract.
Elliot.
On it.
Mike shuffles toward the front door of a large home. He spots Rachel inside, laughing beside a dark-haired man. Mike steps forward, activating a light above the front door. Rachel and others spot him outside. Mike gives a wave. Rachel opens the front door.
Hey, Rach. I was just, I was in the neighborhood.
Why didn't you call?
You would have told me not to come. So you put in motion sensor lights.
Yeah, David did that.
You move in?
No, he's trying to protect me from crazy people.
There he is.
Mike. David.
Yeah.
It's nice to meet you.
Yeah, sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt.
Well, you're here. Want to come in for dessert?
Major League.
Of course, I know what you do.
No, the movie. This literally happens. Tom Berenger shows up at his ex's during a dinner party.
Look, it's awkward if you leave, and it's awkward if you stay, so maybe you should come in.
Well, it didn't go great in the movie, but my Uber already drove off, so why not?
Great.
Good.
Mike follows them inside. At Rachel's.
No, but honestly, I think it's great that you and Mike are able to still be friends like this. I hope that we can be friends like this when we get divorced.
Well, it says a lot about Mike's maturity that he could be here tonight.
You know, if I remember that scene, I think Rene Russo says he was one of the best in baseball before he had the problems with his knees.
Yeah, that part you remember.
Well,
I don't want to be weird, but you're Mike Lawson.
I can hardly believe it myself sometimes.
Can we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm, yeah.
Oh, come on.
All right, guys, squeeze in.
Oh, that's a little too close. Oh. There we go.
Even better.
That's good.
They take a selfie.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Now in the stadium office.
Come on, Jenny. Why'd you put on the sneakers?
They want me to wear their glove.
So what's wrong with that?
My glove's the last thing my dad gave me. There's that hot button again. I know you want me to talk about him.
Not really. You're the one who keeps bringing him up. So why not stop skating around the issue by pressing the dead dad button and tell me? Why'd you wear the sneakers?
In the suburban backyard, Elliot enters with Amelia.
There's nobody here.
And are you sure this is the place? How accurate is Instagram geotagging anyway?
Elliot finds the red dress draped beside the pool.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is the place.
Amelia scowls.
Now she's like running around somewhere naked. You know, after all the time I put into getting her this night.
All the time we've put into getting her to this night.
Amelia holds her stare on Elliot.
I always put other people ahead of everything in my life. That's why I'm living in a hotel, 120 miles away from my friends, my band, my girlfriend.
I didn't know that you had any of those.
I don't anymore. I know you made a big sacrifice when you left the agency. But I made sacrifices too. Now, I stopped expecting a thank you for just doing my job. But I do a lot more than that.
she steps closer to her assistant.
I will give you a raise.
And a job title. Director of social media.
Fine. Just get your head on straight and help me fix this thing.
Elliot follows Amelia out of the backyard.
What was your band's name, anyway?
Rick's Prom Dress. We sucked.
At the stadium.
Should we call the LAPD?
Her agent's trying to find her.
And technically, the only rules she's violated so far involve a trampoline and a basketball.
Well, still, I think we have to ask the hard question. Do we think she has the makeup to handle this?
Maybe it is her handling it. Maybe we need to let her deal with it her way.
Or maybe we should consider letting her get her head straight in AAA, away from the spotlight.
Oh, what a surprise. The exact opposite of what I want. You know, I used to think you were just doing what Frank told you. Now I'm not so sure.
Al, enough.
Guys, we have both a moral and economic imperative to protect her. And I'm thinking that maybe we don't have the tools to solve this. So I'm going to make a call.
The young president nods at Al and Oscar. Outside a fast food restaurant, Ginny, Kara, and her friend eat in the parked car.
Man, you can eat.
Your body's a machine, needs fuel.
Yeah.
Go to the beach. See the sunrise.
You can't see the sunrise on the West Coast.
Because the sun rises in the east.
I want to go to the beach anyway.
You know, I live 10 minutes from the beach and I still haven't seen it.
So let's go. Wait, don't you have to be in at 8?
That's tomorrow's problem. Let's go to the beach!
At home, Rachel looks at Mike, who dries a dish in the kitchen.
You don't have to do that.
Oh, I'm happy to. So David left pretty early.
Yeah, he had surgery in the morning.
Oh, no. Is he okay?
I do not understand why you keep making me repeat pediatric heart surgeon.
Maybe I need to be reminded how you found a good guy this time.
Oh, I didn't know the pity parade was running this late. Oh, God.
Thanks. I'm sorry I didn't call. I really don't want to disrupt your life.
Then don't.
I'm still in love with you.
You only want me because you can't have me. Because you're drunk.
You're wrong. Take me back and I'll prove it.
Mike, you like chasing. You don't like having. The second you get what you want, you figure out a way to throw it away. You didn't start fighting for me until I was halfway out the door. That's too late to start fighting for someone.
I'm an idiot.
Well, obviously.
So what do I do?
Rachel sets a cup down and looks at him.
Have some coffee. Go home and figure out what you really want. But sort yourself out before you drag anyone else into your garbage.
Knitting his brow, he looks at Rachel.
I have a habit of doing that. Well, I know I don't deserve it, but I really do appreciate the advice.
You don't deserve it.
They hug.
That's very helpful.
Rachel closes her eyes. She runs her hand down Mike's back. He faces her. They share a tender look, then turn away.
This is not helpful.
Mike walks past her. He grabs his coat on his way out of the kitchen. Covering her face, Rachel leans against the counter. Morning. Ginny wakes up in the front seat of a convertible. Squinting, she looks up at the stadium. Kara stands outside the car.
Yeah, I had a feeling you didn't really want to miss today.
Ginny rubs her head. She gets out of the front seat and faces the brunette.
Thank you. Oh, it was nothing.
No, not nothing. Thank you.
They hug.
I'll see you around, Ginny Baker.
Smiling, Ginny gives a nod. Kara gets behind the wheel.
Hey, maybe get your car washed.
Kara grins. Amelia and Elliot walk up to Ginny in the parking lot. The agent hands Ginny a coffee.
How bad is it?
I've seen the video of your skills contest, Dunk. I mean, luckily, I was able to shut down all the cell towers in the area before it hit the internet.
Really?
No, Jenny, I'm not Batman. The video is everywhere. The good news is that people love it. The bad news is that you were wearing New Balance sneakers.
This is a disaster.
You're going to buy 100 tickets for veterans each game this weekend, and you're going to give each of them a Nike duffel bag filled with Nike gear.
I would have done that anyway.
Now it's PR.
Amelia, thank you. For everything. Everything you do for me.
Just doing my job.
In the team president's office.
I let down my teammates, my manager, my ball club. Again, I know I'm a representative of the team and the game. I take that very seriously.
That's good.
We want to discuss the video.
I was just blowing off some steam. I didn't go to college. I was just cramming 4 years worth of partying into one night.
Yeah, we're not talking about that video.
Al hands Ginny a phone. She watches a video of herself and Kara.
I don't think I've ever done anything like that before. No? No. Is that just like what your life is like? Oh yeah, that's just like a typical Wednesday.
Wow. I can't believe I have to go back.
I don't want to go back.
In the video, Ginny sobs. This on the internet?
No. She gave it to us because she was concerned about you. I watched her delete it, even off the cloud. Not every person you meet is out there to hurt you.
Ginny lowers her stare, then faces Al, Oscar, and the young president.
I know what it looks like, but I'm...
There are no buts. We've heard all the excuses over the years.
Yeah, hell, I've made most of them.
Look, you mean a lot to the Padres, and more than just dollars and cents. We're all here for you. So for starters, I called a psychiatrist who specializes in high-pressure situations that you can speak with.
Guys, I appreciate the concern, but really, I'm fine.
No, you're not.
Al holds his stare on Ginny. She fights back tears. Knitting her brow, she lowers her stare.
I'm not.
She glances at the president.
I'll talk to your shrink or whatever.
Good. She's waiting for you in my office.
Ginny hands the cell phone back to Al. She enters Oscar's office. The middle-aged therapist smiles at the young pitcher.
Okay. Let's get started.
At the stadium, the therapist eyes Ginny.
Listen, I know I had a breakdown in that bathtub.
No, crying in the bathtub was probably the healthiest thing you did before talking to me.
Man, I liked being around them. Normal girls my age.
Why?
Ginny glances around the office, then takes a seat on a leather couch. The therapist sits across from her.
I know what I'm doing today. I know what I'm doing tomorrow. I know what I'm doing maybe even 10 years from now.
Well, some people may be relieved to know that.
But what if I don't want to do it? What if I don't want to play baseball? I mean, I can't quit. I'm the first woman in the majors. I can't just decide to do something else. Why not?
Ginny shakes her head and rubs her brow.
Because I'm not just me. I'm also that person in the ad, the in quotes Ginny Baker. I'm not that. I'm just me.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And I don't know if I want to do this.
She hangs her head. The therapist looks around the office.
Hey, look. This guy didn't fall. It's hard to reconcile those two things. The image that they put out there and who you really are. And if you can't, you might act out to destroy that image.
Ginny nods.
Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name.
Putting on the wrong sneakers after an endorsement deal with everyone watching.
Maybe like that. Yeah. Hey, you finally asked yourself the question you've been afraid to ask. And that's a really good start. Now comes the hard work. It's a good thing that you're not afraid of hard work.
Ginny smiles. Nighttime. In her hotel room, Ginny jumps on her new baseball glove in the center of the room. She opens the door to find Amelia.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
How are you doing? I'm okay. Really?
Ginny holds up the new glove.
I don't want to spoil that.
The agent crosses her arms.
Pleased to meet you. Just rip off the band-aid, Amelia.
The selfies hacked from Trevor's computer have surfaced.
You're kidding.
Unfortunately not. Pictures are being released.
Turning away, Ginny closes her eyes. She wears a faint smile. Stealing herself, she faces Amelia.
Okay. What else you got?
Amelia grins.